Next day, howling westerly on the beach, I walked along to the where the reef goes out, just south of here, and hunkered down behind a bit of the reef that was sticking up out of the wind. And just to my left, the reef stopped, and there was a massive tornado going past, and there were big areas of seawater there that were constantly being ruffled by the wind. And every time the wind got up or changed direction, the surface of those puddles would change and alter. And then I looked just in front of me, and there was a very small puddle that didn't have any of these striations at all. It just sort of wobbled, like some. It was in a bowl, and someone was unsteady, and it was sort of it would waddle and then stay calm, and then would waddle again in a different way. And I thought, how strange! Why is it doing that? And I realised the air was coming, the wind was coming over the top of me, and producing a turbulence at that particular place. So it wasn't completely intact yet, but every now and then areas of turbulent air would be caused by the barrier of the rock, like the edge of a wing. And that's what was making the water move. Same thing, a seeming anomaly, but with a ready explanation which made sense of it. Also, inside this little puddle, there was all sorts of little bits of moss and seaweed and other gizmos and little bits of very light bits of driftwood. And every time the puddle did a boodle waddle, all of this material moved in a particular way around the edges of it. And I thought to myself, if all that other material didn't move in that particular way, this would be a fake. It would be inauthentic. It would not be credible any longer. Its validity would be gone. And I realized all the little bits and pieces were really important in animating and explicating the movement of the water inside this wee puddle. But they all had to be integrated. They all had to move in the right way at the right time. There was one little wee pebble that was just on the edge of the puddle, and it would move sometimes and other times not, depending on the force of the wind, because it had more density. And the lighter the material, the more sensitive it was to the movement of the water or the wind. And all of this made a perfectly plausible hierarchy. There's that bloody word again.